This is Dr. Dave dictating a progress report on Paresh Kumar Chachacha, P-A-R-E-S-H-K-U-M-A-R, Paresh Kumar Chacha, C-H-A-C-H-C-H-A, that is Chacha, C-H-A-C-H-C-H-A, date of birth April 14, 1971. New paragraph, Paresh is known to me for last 15 years. He is a 51-year-old male, Asian, Indian, does not smoke or drink, and denies any drug allergies. Patient initially was seen about 15 years ago with polycythemia vera. He was initially treated with phlebotomies. Subsequently, he was not very compliant, so he was switched to hydroxyurea. Even with that, he was not non-compliant. In any case, in 2008, a CT scan did show splenic enlargement and varices in the intestines with fibrosis of the liver, suggesting early cirrhosis. Subsequently, patient was hospitalized at Medical Center Louisville on September 19, 2020, with a CVA. Patient then was transferred to Atrium. The patient had right hemiparesis because of the stroke. Actually, that was in July of 2013. Correction. So in any case, patient was hospitalized, subsequently transferred to Atrium Medical Center for rehab. He did have paralysis of right side of the body, aphasia. He required ventilatory support. He also required feeding through PEG tube. Progressively but slowly he recovered. For polycythemia vera, he was continued on Hydria for a certain period of time. A bone marrow aspirate was done also, and flow cytometry of the bone marrow as well as peripheral blood did show JAK2 mutation. Patient was counseled to switch to Jakafi. Subsequently, he agreed, since he was having significant issues with hydroxyurea causing him ulcers in the mouth. So patient was switched to Jakafi about 4 years ago. That would have been 2017-18. Patient took it for off and on, not very compliant, for last 3-4 years. However, he still has occasional mouth sores. He also has significant anemia from Jakafi. He was hospitalized 2-3 times at Methodist Hospital in Dallas, as well as Texas Presby in Flower Mound, for ascites, for congestive heart failure, for anemia, and for pulmonary embolism. For a while, he was also on anticoagulation with Eliquis. He is off of it. Recently, he was hospitalized at Presbyterian Hospital in Flower Mound for shortness of breath. Patient was found to be significantly anemic. He was transfused 2 units and sent home. Patient also had COVID intermittently in last 3-4 years. His recent flow cytometry on peripheral blood showed JAK2 mutation. with 1% circulating blasts. In addition, BCR-ABL1 RNA gene fusion transcriptions were detected, which is consistent with myeloid neoplasm and suspicious of myelofibrosis. Patient also had a bone marrow, which however was dry tap with significant fibrosis, suggestive of myelofibrosis. New paragraph. Recently, patient was switched to Vonjo on account of circulating blast as well as significantly elevated WBC count of almost 150,000. Patient took it for 2-3 days and then he developed fever and diarrhea, so he discontinued. And for fever as well as extreme weakness and diarrhea, he was hospitalized at Flower Mound Press B, where he was given 2 units of PEX cells. Today he is here for further advice. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is 51, weighing 153 at 5'8" tall. Blood pressure 138/71. Eyes both are red, more on left side than right. He said he was given eye drops for that. Lymph node negative in the neck. Lungs diminished entry bilaterally. Heart showed tachycardia and systolic murmur. Abdomen obese, SIT is felt as well as splenomegaly. Extremities, some edema of right lower extremity. His right upper extremity is still weak. Right leg is also weak. New paragraph. His recent CBC showed significantly elevated WBC count of 167. After transfusion, hemoglobin was 8.2, hematocrit 24.9, platelet were 466, and his peripheral smear did show 70% SAGs. And 3% band. Also, he had teardrops and polychromasia, 6% nucleated red cells. And 4% circulating blasts. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, myelofibrosis with significantly elevated leukocyte count and anemia. Diagnosis 2, JAK2 mutation as well as BCR-ABL abnormality in flow cytometry. Diagnosis 3, diabetes mellitus. Patient on metformin and Gleevec. Diagnosis 4, ascites. Diagnosis 5, cirrhosis of liver and varices. Diagnosis 6, persistent iron deficiency. Diagnosis 7, hypertension, mild. New paragraph recommendations. Because of elevated WBC, I discussed with the patient that if he cannot take Vonjo, he may have to go back to Jakafi, but also we may have to consider hydroxyurea. In meantime, I will talk to my colleagues regarding this peripheral picture of leukemia. like chronic myelogenous leukemia and see if TKI such as Gleevec might be indicated. New paragraph. I'll also discuss with Dr. Bhushan about any possibility of consideration for any transplantation since patient's brother and patient 5 were questioning. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a progress report on Paresh Chacha. Thanks. Bye.